I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. People are getting lazy these days when it comes to scouting deer. They go out and put up a bunch of trail cameras, and they think that's going to do the job for them. But it's not, and I'll tell you why, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Sure, you can go out in the woods and put up a bunch of trail cams and hope that some deer go by that are going to be the ones that you want. Do you want a big buck? Well, maybe your trail camera will show that. You want to shoot a big doe? Maybe you'll get lucky and see that. But you might not see anything on those trail cameras. That happens to a lot of people that put these cameras out. What they don't realize is that you have to scout for deer trails. You have to scout for deer sign. And you have to make sure you put your trail cameras up in those lanes where deer are actually moving. And that will tell you exactly what you have on that property where you're going to hunt and what your opportunities are going to be. But you can't just slap up some cameras willy-nilly and expect to see deer. You have to find that sign first. You have to go out there and discover what topography they're using. Are they coming down the sides of hills? Are they going up the draws? And that's where you position those trail cams and move them around. Don't let them be stationary. If you just put them out and just walk away and expect that they'll be giving you what you need before the season, ain't gonna happen. You have to be willing to go out and put in a little effort. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.